Visit ovenglish.com for the transcript and practice. Honda gave this update at its yearly business briefing. That is a meeting where company leaders explain future plans. At the event, Honda showed two early hybrid models. One was an Accord sedan, the other was an Acura RDX SUV. A prototype is an early test version. It shows the idea before the final car is ready for sale. These two names matter for everyday drivers. The Accord is a well-known family car in many countries. People often choose it for school runs, work trips, and weekend travel. Now comes the biggest part of the story. Honda said it is stepping back from an older electric car goal. EV means electric vehicle. An EV runs only on electricity from a battery. Honda once said 20% of its sales would be EVs by 2030. It also said all sales would be EVs or hydrogen cars by 2040. Now the company says it will focus more on hybrids instead. Quick recap. Honda is not ending electric cars, but it is giving more attention to hybrids right now. Why would Honda do that? One reason is simple. Many drivers still feel unsure about fully electric cars. Some worry about price. Some worry about charging on long trips. Some live in places with few charging stations. For them, a hybrid feels easier. You do not need to charge it every night. You can still stop at a normal gas station. At the same time, the electric motor can help lower fuel use. Compare the two choices for a moment. Which feels easier for a busy family this year? There is also a money reason behind Honda's choice. Building many electric cars is expensive. Companies need battery supplies, factory changes, and strong charging support in the market. If buyers are not ready, sales may disappoint. Hybrids can be a safer step while the market changes slowly. Honda said it plans to launch 15 next-generation hybrid models. That number is important because it shows a wide plan, not a small test. Honda is putting real effort into this direction. This move also matches a larger change in the car industry. Some car makers around the world have slowed their electric plans. EV sales are still growing in many places, but not as fast as some companies expected. High prices have hurt demand in some markets. Charging concerns have also stayed important. Government policy can change too, and that can affect what buyers do. Because of all this, hybrids are getting more attention again. Think about a driver named Kenji. He drives his children to school, visits his parents on weekends, and takes long holiday trips twice a year. He wants to spend less on fuel, but he does not want extra stress. A fully electric car may sound modern, but he worries about long charging stops on busy travel days. A hybrid may feel like a better match for his life now. This is the human side of Honda's news. Company strategy may sound distant, but it shapes real choices for real families. The two prototypes are also a signal about timing. Honda seems to believe the next few years will be a mixed period. Some buyers will choose electric cars, others will stay with gasoline cars. Many may choose something in the middle. That middle choice is the hybrid. Honda is betting that this middle path can keep sales strong while cleaner technology continues to grow. Prediction question. If fuel prices rise again, will more drivers look at hybrids first? There is another possible effect for shoppers. If Honda builds more hybrid models, buyers may get more options in size, style, and price. One person may want a practical sedan for daily work. Another may need an SUV for children, bags, and sports gear. If more hybrid choices appear, families may not need to choose between saving fuel and living normally. That is why this business update matters outside the company office. So what is the main idea in easy words? Honda showed two new hybrid test cars, but the larger message was more important. The company is changing speed. It is moving less strongly toward old electric targets and putting more energy into hybrids. Honda believes many people still want lower fuel use without changing their daily habits too much. For now, the company sees hybrids as the practical bridge between today's roads and tomorrow's cleaner cars. What did Honda show at its yearly business briefing? Honda showed two prototype hybrid vehicles. Which two models were named in the story? They were an Accord sedan and an Acura RDX SUV. Why do some drivers feel more comfortable with a hybrid than an EV? A hybrid does not need regular charging and still uses normal gas stations. What old goal is Honda moving away from? Honda is stepping back from its older plan for 20% EV sales by 2030. What is the main reason Honda is giving more attention to hybrids? Honda thinks many buyers want lower fuel use now, but are still unsure about fully electric cars. Practice more at ovenglish.com with today's lesson and quiz.